Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real quick, everybody, join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening special, our annual two-hour national mental health conversation this Saturday, September 24th from 7 to 9 a.m. on 93.7 FM WEEI. Hear insights from respected mental health professionals and from some of the biggest names in music and sports, including Dak Prescott, Stephen A. Smith, Ricky Williams, Lizzo, Carrie Underwood, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry, and more, and of course, your stories. Join us for a constructive and supportive conversation about our mental wellness right here on WEEI and on the free Odyssey app. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk saves lives.
All right, listen, we're going to take a little break from the Ime Udoka situation. The Celtics. We'll get back into it next segment, though, because I want to talk about this game a little bit. Not normally on a Friday here. We got a big game, Baltimore Ravens, 1 o'clock game in Fox. Baltimore coming in, home opener for the Pats. Ravens favored by 3, 43.5 over under. So I'm curious where you guys are at. We haven't really talked much about this because of what's been going on the last 2 days with Ime Udoka. But, Foye, I'll start with you. How do you see this game going? How do you feel about the Patriots get above 500?
No, I don't think they get above 500, but I don't think it's like a beatdown. I feel like their defense, obviously for me, is like their best asset. I think their defense is more mature and ready than their offense is. So I think they can minimize the damage. The problem is I don't know how much offense you can create on your own. That's my issue. It's not that you can't slow that Ravens offense down. But I just don't think you can keep up. And I feel like this was kind of the problem I had before the season even started. When you go against a powerful offense, will you be able to go blow for blow? If they get a touchdown, can you at least get a field goal? Like, can you somehow stay just close enough where in the fourth quarter, you know, you could somehow get within three or get within one or actually take the lead? I don't think they can do that. I think Lamar Jackson is having – like his own, like so far, the equivalent of like what Aaron Judge is doing right now in Major League Baseball. They offered him a contract. He didn't like it. They offered Lamar Jackson a contract. He didn't like it. Now he's going to prove them all wrong. Probably, like, he's got as good a chance as anybody of becoming a two-time MVP. That's how good and how well he's playing right now. It's phenomenal what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I'm a little bit more anxious on behalf of the Patriots than you are, Christian. I think this might be a little bit more lopsided. I don't say that with any joy, but with Lamar Jackson, the way he looks, I know they lost last week, but he looks spectacular. The arm looks a lot better.
Got a lot of arm.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't throwing earlier in practice this week. We heard that. So he said he was saving it all up. I don't know if that was him being a smartass. And he's actually a little bit achy because he was on the injury report with a right elbow injury. But he has some good players out there, too, like that tight end Mark Andrews. He has a couple of young guys. The Rashad Bateman, he was out of practice Friday. But if he's out there, I'm looking at him. And I'm worried that Mack Wilson, Matthew Judon, some of these linebackers can do enough to contain Lamar Jackson. I'm looking at a score of like 24-14. That's what I think. I'm not sure. I'm not even talking about your Patriots offense yet. I'm just looking at what's on the other side. And I think your defense has looked really good. But this is going to be the biggest test for them yet by far.
Hmm. What do you got, Lou?
30-17. Yeah, yeah. And I like this, too. I was reading one thing about it, and it's like, well, Bill Belichick, the Patriots are 17-3 at home opener since 2002.
Not last
year. Can we put the history like numbers aside? Can we just
throw those out? They're
not relevant anymore. No, and I think, 30-17. I think it's really about, to me, again, it's still, I don't expect them to win this game, so... What I want to see offensively, I want to see them do some different things. You know, I want to see some RPOs. I want to see some guys moving around a little bit. We still don't know about Jacoby Myers, right? He hasn't practiced the last couple of days with that knee.
He was there. He was present today, so I think he'll be listed as at least limited. Yeah. Both him and Jalen Mills were back out.
I think
today.
It's a good test because you said mentioned Bateman. I mean, some deep threat there with those guys. Dobbins, I don't know if J.K. Dobbins is playing. I think Harbaugh was sort of like, he's close, whatever. We'll get him out there soon, but he's been practicing in fall. I think he did last week, too, though, and they kept him out. So they don't run the ball well. I just think Lamar's too much. And I know this, and this would be a good test, right, because the linebacker's supposed to get faster. Well, that's good, but I don't know if it really matters with Lamar. You know, it's more about positioning, right? It's more about, you know, discipline. It's more keeping him in the pocket, not letting him get outside. So you can be a fast linebacker and you still ain't catching his ass.
Yeah, see, I look at I go back and look at that last game, last week's game, where the Ravens lost, where they had this great lead and they allowed the Dolphins to come back in that game. Well, part of the reason why they had such wide open receivers running around free because Marlon Humphrey got hurt. He gets hurt, he comes out of the game. Next thing you know, that their defense makes like two boneheaded mistakes, allows them to get 14 points in a hurry in that fourth quarter. Like, and I understand that the Miami Dolphins do a lot of movement. They have a lot of speed. There's misdirection.
Wait. Are you saying that it was the difference of two plays?
It was two plays. That's basically what it was. Other than that, I feel like it was pretty even. Other than those two plays. But to me, I'm sitting there going, well, okay, so if I just really embarrass myself, I'm a Ravens defender, I'm a corner, I'm a linebacker. This is the game I'm like, wow, I don't have to think about anything. I just have to read and react. That's all they need to do. They're not going to try and trick me. Because does anyone think that suddenly there's going to be a bunch of RPOs that you've been clamoring for the last 2 weeks? Anyone thinks there's going to be a ton of motion, shifting, like change of direction? Like, I don't see how it happens. Like, hey, we've been holding on to this. Let's throw it all at the Ravens because we're at home now.
I want to ask you something, Christian, because we have been harping on the lack of RPOs, play action, all of the stuff that Mac Jones has shown himself to do really well. Could it be them holding back from that because some of the weapons, some of the pass catchers cannot get on the same page with it?
Okay, we've had this discussion before. I will ask that question right back at you. Do you think this is a group that can't handle like misdirection?
I'm going to say that looking at film, there seems to be a couple of instances where somebody who was on the field, or at least one instance where somebody who was on the field for 80% of the plays wasn't in the right position.
Devontae Parker.
Yes.
Okay.
To the point where Nelson Agholor like threw his arms up like, what the hell are we doing out here?
So he's stupid.
I'm not saying he's stupid, I'm saying it sounds like...
Well, if you can't figure it out, you get him off the
they
field.
They can't, like, okay. But once again, why is he on the field?
I just think, I can't even... It happens. It does. Like, there's a lot of receivers, they just can't handle it.
I don't think it's just
it.
Him, by the way.
So I think that there are, but everybody else was here last year, though.
I know, but I think there's been a couple instances.
Yeah, you're right. Like, they're... I give these guys too much credit for just being veterans and smart. I feel like they're the ones being held back, not holding back the coaches.
Christian, could it be that they had a couple long weekends during training camp and they had like every other weekend off and that they could have used a couple walkthroughs with an offensive coordinator hey, you're supposed to be here and you're supposed to be here. When we line up like this, you're supposed to go here.
If a guy can't figure it out, you just take him off the field. You know, I mean, that's what it used to happen around here. But
how crazy
now
if it is Devontae Parker, like if you're hinting at like Devontae Parker being the guy that is in the wrong spot and that doesn't compute for me.
Why not?
Because they usually snatch those guys off the field in a hurry.
Who brought him in?
Matt
Who's
Patricia.
Who's going to snatch him off the field? Bill's going to come in and say,
Matt
Patricia
rule.
Was credited for doing this trade and getting all the work done on Devontae Parker. Good, Matt. And bringing Devontae Parker in. And it's sort of like, is he force feeding Devontae Parker? Because that's one area offensively. Now, I know what they gave up Tua last week. It was ridiculous, 400 and something. But they gave up 300 yards to Flacco as well. So they're dead last, like 379 yards a game in defense as far as passing. So, but can the Patriots take advantage of that? Like 379 is off the charts. I was looking, the Cardinals are like 300. After that, it's like 270. Most guys are like 250, 270, most teams. They give up 379 yards in just 2 weeks. And I know Tua went off, but can the Patriots take advantage of that? Like, see, that'd be the question I'd have, and I don't think they can right now. They're not ready for that.
Yeah, and I look at those numbers, and okay, so if, since there's only 2 weeks in the second week of the season for the Ravens was such an astronomical, crazy number that it completely screws with them, you know, as far as where they are in the ranking. So
300 to Flacco.
Yeah. You know, well, Flacco's had 300-yard games the past 2 weeks, so, I mean, they still, like, and the Jets needed a miraculous comeback of their own against the Browns in week two.
Well, the point is that they went up against two teams that probably have to throw the football, right? I mean, Miami does the running back situation, and, you know, the Jets still young guys. Breece Hall, we don't know what he's going to be either. But so they want to throw the football. The Patriots, if they want to throw the football, apparently it's there. It's there for them because the other teams are taking advantage of it as well. I just don't know if they are. And they're going up against a guy in Lamar Jackson. That's why I say 30-17. I think he puts up points. I think he's dangerous. I want to play sound of Devin McCourty because they asked him about Lamar Jackson and how he has actually just gotten better.
The hard thing with him is, he got better. The hardest thing is him reading the defense. When you're in zone, you can see he sees that. He stays in the pocket. He knows that within that zone, his guy's going to uncover. He's going to have time. You know, I think each year when you talk about some of these quarterbacks that were, you know, younger a few years ago, you're starting to see whether it's him, Josh Allen, like you're seeing these guys now. The mental part of the game just comes so much easier for them, and they've been in the same offenses doing it kind of over and over again, year in, year out. So it's dangerous.
Mm. Devin McCourty's taking a shot at Bill Belichick for changing the offense.
That's what you took out of that?
Yeah.
What part?
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, I mean, he actually raved about it at the end. Play that at the end, talking about how they're in the same offense year after year.
You're starting to see whether it's him, Josh Allen. Like, you're seeing these guys now. The mental part of the game just comes so much easier for them, and they've been in the same offenses doing it kind of over and over again, year in, year out. So it's dangerous.
Same offense over and over again, year in, year out. It's just they're starting to figure it out. What are we doing? Let's change it. Let's change it.
No, we're not going to change anything, Lou. We're going to tweak it. We're just going to alter it a little.
We're streamlining it.
Yeah, we're going to make it easier for everyone to play faster.
We're going to get the ball in the hands of playmakers.
Do you agree with that? Like Lamar Jackson, as far as getting better, like is he at the point where you could say like he's a really good passer, in your opinion? I mean, by the way, in two games against you, he's completed 72% of the passes. So he's a good passer against you, by the way. But are you ready to go there, that Lamar Jackson is giving you what you've been waiting for, what we've been waiting for all these years? He could throw the ball.
I would say yes. I mean, just listening to him, like, oh, man, that's how dangerous is he? Because any person, so they keep Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, the entire time. They develop this brand-new offense. It's completely surrounded around him. And, yeah, so the guys that he's talking about, I mean, of course, so the guys like Patrick Mahomes, same offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy. Then you go up in in Buffalo, and then they get rid of Daboll, but they promote the quarterback coach to be the offensive coordinator. He basically calls the same plays. Like, who would know more about the quarterback than the quarterback coach, who's now your offensive coordinator? He's co-signing on every play anyways. Mm-hmm. No, I think that is that to me is like the issue with Mac overall. You're changing things, you're altering them. And I don't know how happy he is about it, but I don't think you're ever going to really hear him complain.
Well, and Christian, it's not just that. I mean, what McCourty is talking about is the trend in the rest of the league where every other head coach knows that the most, by far, the most valuable thing you have is a talented young quarterback. And if you can max out their rookie contract for the rest of your roster, then you have to take advantage of that anywhere else in the country. To the point where if you look at what the Eagles are doing with Jalen Hurts, and that they brought in a coordinator who was out in with the Chargers working with Justin Herbert. It's like, as much as we talk about these things with the Shanahan offense and people, offensive line coaches who specialize in that and everything, you also should have a quarterback specialist who is not Joe Judge, who then goes on to become your offensive coordinator so that he can work with your young quarterback and develop your own young quarterback. Because right now, you're in a good position this year if Mac stays at the same level that he was last year, if he doesn't move backwards, in my book.
Hello.
Hey, Mac. All right, listen, so there you go. We're talking about, I don't think any of us got them winning this football game against the Baltimore Ravens. By the way, at 5:30, that's when we bring in our guy Mutt, and we do a little Mutt versus MFM. We do a little gambling. Each pick three games and a survivor pool, because the first survivor pool is now over. So I'm expecting my bottle of tequila anytime soon.
I am en fuego.
But we got Mutt still got a one game lead on us, so we got to get back at him. He's still got a one game lead on us.
I heard you guys had a bad week.
Yeah, we did after your bad week, week one. So yeah, we're all back. It wasn't good. So we'll talk to Mutt, pick some more football games at 5:30. But when we come back, we'll get more into this Ime Udoka. Did a former NBA player let us know what is really going on with this Ime Udoka situation? You'll hear who that is. That's next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, welcome to Maloney, Poirier, and Mego. All day long, we talk about this Ime Udoka situation with the Boston Celtics. We heard the press conference earlier today with Wick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens. And I think basically we all took out of that that there's a lot more going on here. And as Wick said, they have some facts. You'll hear from him in a minute. We feel like there's a lot going on. I feel like it was justified. I feel like if you're upset, you should be upset at Ime Udoka. Especially when you hear Matt Barnes, the basketball player, not Matt Barnes, the pitcher. Matt Barnes, 14 years in the league, works ESPN, analyst for ESPN. Now, yesterday, he sent out a video in which he was sort of backing Ime Udoka. Today on Instagram, he took it all back. This is what he said this morning, kind of give you a little insight on maybe what's going on behind the scenes with this situation.
They won't come out and say it. Since I'm a part of the media now, and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty. And I clearly have to say, last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense. And after finding out the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back. And It's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details and deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. You know, hope everyone gets through this. And I saw a lot of blogs picked up what I said, even though it was only on my page for like 2 minutes. So hopefully they picked this up too, for me being wrong and jumping out there without the facts.
So I'm glad somebody called them, maybe filled them in on all of it. But I was curious because like, when he says 100 times uglier than any of us thought. So first off, think about like how ugly you think it is. Now I'm supposed to time, multiply that by 100.
Sounds really bad.
Bleep is deep. As
you've
he
been
said.
In this situation before, right? Where you like are trying to defend someone and you're like, yeah, and they're this and they're really nice and
they're
cool.
My friend and
they buy me drinks or something. Yeah. And then someone's like, yeah, let me pull you aside. And it's like,
yeah, they're on the wrong
this
side
is
of this.
What, this is what this person does, just so you know, on the down low. And it's going to come out and you're like, oh. Oh, I take it back. I take it back.
No.
That's essentially what we just saw with Matt Barnes.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, so the big, I guess the one thing that everyone is staying, if I feel like a lot of people know what's going on, but a lot of people are refusing to really give the details of Matt Barnes. I think Matt Barnes is the only person, former NBA player, that knows the details. Like, Ime Udoka was a player in the league for a while, was a coach for a while, knows a lot of people, mm-hmm. knows a lot of coaches. If Matt Barnes is sending out a video regarding the situation, talk about the stuff is deep and thoughts and prayers. I mean, and then you kind of pair that with what happened today at this press conference, and you must be thinking like, holy crap, the Celtics had no choice.
Yeah. And obviously a guy like Matt Barnes, been in the league a long time, analyst for ESPN, backed Ime Udoka after talking to someone who filled them in with all the facts.
Yeah.
Came out with that. He takes it all back. He ain't defending him anymore. This is 100 times uglier than anybody thought. I mean, so what he heard has rattled him.
He says a lot of blogs aggregated that first video that I put out. I don't know if they'll see this one. I hope they do. He is trying to put as much space between, as much distance between himself and Ime Udoka as can.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tyler? He knows it's all going to come out.
So Matt Barnes acknowledged he is now obviously not a player. That part of his career is over. He's a member of the media and the national media with ESPN. Does he have a responsibility now that he actually knows the details to tell us?
Well, no. He doesn't work for TMZ.
He works for ESPN.
I know, but it does
and
feel
has
like,
the
and,
story.
Maybe, and now maybe I'm wrong, because I thought that also, like, he's like, well, listen, I have the details, but I'm not going to be the one to air somebody's dirty laundry, because I may have some skeletons in my closet.
As a media member, just because you have information, you don't have an obligation to tell the public if you don't feel that your sources are rock solid or anything. Like, it sounds like he's more, this is self-defense of like, I said something and now I'm hearing the details, and if this is true, it's 100 times uglier than any of us thought, and so please do not connect me to it at all.
Well, I say no, because you know how this thing works. Let's just say I talked to that same source that Matt Barnes talked to, and I came out and started talking about what I have. Don't you think my boss would be like, hey, we got to go through legal here? Because what you say right now could be involved in some kind of case.
Yeah.
It could be some kind of accusations.
Libel.
No matter, I'm sure you have a very good source. But, you know, there's going to be lawsuits. You're going to be brought into it. Do we want that as a company? So I that's why I think it's sort of like hands up. Like, hey, I'm just letting you know. Like, I'm just letting you know. I'm out. As far as backing up Ime, I'm out, because I heard what I need to hear.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody wants to be – I mean, they don't want to be part of the story.
No.
No, they don't want to be part of it. They don't be dragged into it.
No.
And so how'd you know about this? Who told you? Where'd you hear? What did this person say? What did that person say? No, I'm just – beep, 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 beep. There's me backing up.
So just give you an idea of it. I guess Sham Sharania came out with this column talking about this whole situation with the Boston Celtics. He added some context to it. He wrote, some members of the Celtics organization first became aware of the relationship in July, sources told him. At that time, team leadership was led to believe by both parties that the relationship was consensual. But sources said that the woman recently accused Udoka of making unwanted comments toward her, leading the team to launch a set of internal interviews. And we all know now it's kind of led to this investigation that's been taking place that just basically finished up on Wednesday. But that middle line, at the time, leadership was led to believe that the relationship was consensual. So that kind of tells you that, you know, when they found out about this in July, it was sort of like, all right, well, we were under the impression that it was consensual.
Okay.
So that obviously has changed since then. They no longer believe that based on that statement.
I'm still trying to sort out what that situation, those conversations were like in July. Like, so leadership talks to both Ime and whoever the staffer or staff members are. And they're like, okay, cool. Best of luck to you. Hope you're very happy. Have happy date night.
Hope it works out.
Like, that doesn't seem... Does that seem plausible to you? That in July, that they're just sitting there and going...
Oh, wait, it's consensual?
Okay, I hope
good.
That this
good luck
works.
With you too.
Yeah.
Oh, no big deal.
Yeah, but at the time it was found out...
Because that goes against what we would believe, that like you can't have that relationship in the workplace. You know, but I just... When I hear at the time leadership was led to believe, that tells me that... They at the time they were misinformed.
Is that like
somebody
there's a little rumor going around and they're like, oh, you know what? No, it's cool. It's just like a one-time thing. It's fine. It's not anything. There's nothing
but it's
sketchy
changed.
There.
It's changed. At the time we were led to believe. Now we know different. It was not consensual. And I think that's kind of like the meat of this one. And just in that one line, that's kind of how I take it. Like maybe it wasn't consensual. Both parties thought it was consensual because maybe the one person involved is underneath the email is like, yeah, I better say it's consensual, but I'm not really happy about this. I'm sort of feeling like I have to do this or I'm going to lose my job because he's got more power than me. We've seen this before.
How does it work? Is it so there's the superior would be email?
You would think.
Would it now, how do you define the other person? Would it be the inferior? I mean, you wouldn't call her that, like the person that, right? Would it be
a subordinate?
Subordinate. That's what it would be, right? That's the relationship that exists.
The inferior. What is wrong with you?
Man, you were delayed on that inferior. One.
I want to play a little bit of Wick right now.
I just wanted to watch you tread water for a little
bit.
No,
yeah. No, I'm totally fine with it.
Let me play Wick a little bit because I think their question was more about, okay, this 1 year suspension. Is it with or without pay? And this was Wick's answer.
Two quick ones. Is the suspension paid or unpaid? And statement alluded to violations, plural. Were there multiple violations? Or can you elaborate on that at all?
We weren't planning to elaborate on either one of those topics. But the suspension comes with a significant financial, at least say a significant financial penalty when you net it all out. So... That's an accurate statement. Very significant financial penalty and multiple violations. There were a couple of violations at least. Yep.
So this is where Wick goes off script because I think they asked both questions and he says, yeah, we weren't going to comment on either one of those. But yeah, significant financial and what do you say, multiple or a few at least?
A couple at least.
Yeah, so a couple is two. We all know that, right? A couple is two. So at least to me, it's like, listen, they've got them. Well, it's more than two. It's a couple at least. Violations. Now, as you point out, Christian, two violations could come with the same woman. I have no idea. Maybe the same woman, there's three or four different violations. Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, but, and the other part about this, we played so much sound
of it. I love he wasn't going to comment on either and commented on both.
But the aspect of a lot of twists and turns was significant to me, you know, when he talked about, you know, how everything started and there was a lot of twists and turns. Can you imagine? So that's his use of words to describe what went
it's
on.
It's weird. It sounds like a choose your own adventure story.
Yeah, it's like lots of twists and turns, but it seems like every other day there was something new. And then this, it said a new person was involved. And we found this, that twist and turns. Hey, we would have done it. We would have done it earlier, but there were so many twists and turns. We couldn't keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, holy crap, now what?
If it was just this one complaint and they investigated and it just was that simple, we investigated one situation, we interviewed everybody, but the twists and turns were as we were investigating this one, we found this thing over here and then we had to go back over here and then we had to turn around we had a twist and we had to come back over here.
Yeah. I'm just picturing Brad sitting at his desk and a knock coming and him... Like a knock on the door. Tell me it's not another violation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is it,
Brad,
now?
Tell me it's not another violation.
Yeah. It's not, Brad. Actually, we just talked to Rob Williams. He's going to be out for 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You know, they came and said, Brad, we got another situation. He's like, situations are never good. Right? We always talk about that. You got a situation, it's never good. Can we play Wick? Because they were asked him, like, why was it a 1 year suspension?
Wick, I know you can't go into a lot of detail, but a lot of people out there are saying this seems harsh, a whole year. Paul Pierce tweeted this should be a fine. Is there any information you can give us to open a window into how you came to this decision, and did it descend into sexual harassment?
So on the second part, I don't have the ability to venture into the conclusions of our legal analysis, but I would say on the first part, we have reflected as a group and with outside advisors and a diverse group, in fact, of people deciding really what to do, which I take ultimate responsibility for at the Celtics, everything that is decided. But I personally feel that this is well-warranted and appropriate, backed by substantial research and evidence and facts. And so I'm standing by the decision, and Ime has accepted it and has expressed, in fact, appreciation. I don't want to belabor that, but he's been accepting of it, and he's planning to move forward on this basis. So we are suspending him for the year, and it's in place, and we're moving forward.
There's a lot of information, I think, with that one, with that answer.
Wick went off script.
There was. First off, it's like when I hear, when the guy asked the sexual harassment stuff, it's the second part. He's like, well, to answer that second part, and he just sort of stumbles for a while.
It's not great. He just says that it happened to him.
Exactly. Thanks, Paul. That's exactly the way it looked, because it was, I guess it's part of the litigation, but I said before, if they said, Wick, by the way, was this an attempted murder situation? What do you think he would have said?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Hold on, let me check my notes.
Let me see.
Yeah, no. But when he talks about how, first off, he threw out there that it was a diverse group who came up with this decision. It wasn't just a bunch of white guys that decided what was going on.
I missed that one.
Yeah, he threw that one out there.
Diverse, I thought you meant some people were tall, some people were short.
It was well-warranted.
Some people are short.
Wait
a second. If I was you,
yeah,
I would stay away from people who mispronounce words.
But okay,
I'm just saying.
See, damn it!
You're never gonna get rid of it.
But when he says well warranted, and there was substantial research, evidence, and facts. We got everything. We got everything we need. And the reason why Ime is appreciative and accepting of it is because he's happy they haven't brought up everything. He's happy that just one little incident, it is. Yeah, yeah. Just, are we going to keep it to this? Good. You're not going to bring up the others, whatever situations I have? No, thank you. I'm very appreciative of that. And I'm very accepting of the facts. But seriously, substantial research, evidence, and facts, they got them. It's like Matt Barnes said, there's a lot of stuff here.
It's a lot of stuff.
And this guy ain't coming back.
And so we got Matt Barnes saying how deep it is, deep. Thoughts and prayers. And you got Wick talking about twists and turns.
He's
talking about facts.
Yep.
They're talking about a power position. And then the other guy, Udoka, talk about just the other indiscretions that they're not holding against him. He feels like he's so fortunate. He feels like he's so lucky. Oh, my God, thank you.
How often is it that someone goes, you know what, you're suspended for a year. And you go, thank God. Woo! Thank you. I thank you for your mercy. That is bad. I'm not trying to make light out of it.
Yeah.
But that really illustrates how bad it might be. I'm not saying it is that bad, but if someone says, you can't work for a year and we're going to be docking a whole chunk of your pay, a significant amount of your paycheck is gone. That's it?
See?
Oh, that's it? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Wick. Thank you, Brad.
And not to speak for him, Udoka, but it's like, I would be nervous about that. Okay, wait, that's it? But what else is there? You're talking about, this is it. You just said facts. We got twists and turns. We got deep. We got appropriate. We got all these catchphrases that you're using to describe everything that went on. And this is it? I don't believe it. I'm lawyering up, too. How about that? I'm going to get me a lawyer.
Well, let's get to the bottom. Let's go to Jesse in Fall River. See what he thinks about this whole situation. Go ahead, Jesse.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get the really, really information. Call Glenn Bigelow. He must know everything that goes on. Isn't he an insider?
Is this Dimitri?
This Dimitri?
Is this Glenn? Jesse,
right,
are you Glenn?
I'm on top of the
this is Glenn.
It might be.
I feel like it is Glenn.
It might be. Well, Glenn. Jesse, you know what? Maybe we should. We should bring Glenn in. He's got the scoop. You sure that wasn't Glenn?
He was always so forthright.
I really believe Bill wants to win a lot of games
this
year.
That's true. Yeah. Me too.
He's on top
of it. Absolutely.
You know Ordway's loving this. He's all over. He's
so wishing he could have his
own. He's probably having lunch with Mikhail today right now in Scottsdale in the hills.
I knew something was
Kevin, I don't know. I knew from the beginning. I thought he could coach, but something was wrong with this guy.
I didn't trust him.
I could, just by looking at his eye, I could tell he wanted to win a lot of games, but he wasn't right for this.
Do it on top of wash machine.
Yeah, there's Dimitri.
That's Dimitri.
I call boss by, I say, I need wand.
That is Dimitri. All right, when we come back, I want to play a little bit more from Wick, including, were there any other people within your organization facing discipline? Here we had to say to that.
Boy.
But I'm curious about your reaction out there, Celtics fans. Where are you at with this whole situation from email? You heard the press conference today. 617-779-7937. We'll get your response to that. We'll do it all next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Celtics fans, I'm curious. Now you've had a couple days here. Wrap your head around this. You heard the press conference. You know, I don't know where you're at mind-wise. The way I look at it right now is if you're mad at anybody, if the players are pissed, as Wick Grosbeck said, they should be pissed at Ime Udoka. And it sounds like after thorough investigation, as they said, evidence, substantial research, evidence, and facts, I think they got a lot on this guy. And I don't expect him back, but I'm curious your thoughts. 617-779-7937. So obviously there was somebody else involved in this situation. You know, I want to start still, though, with Ime Udoka, because there's questions whether, you know, they said at a later date we'll discuss his future with the Boston Celtics, whether he's going to come back or not after a year. I want to hear this one clip before we get into, it's number 6, actually, before we get into moving on here as far as the discipline of others in the organization. This is Wick Grosbeck just kind of summarizing all this. And listen to some of the phrases he uses at the end. You determine whether you think Ime will be back.
I am concerned about the situation and its impact on everybody in the Celtics organization. And I do hope this represents the beginning of a new chapter and a chance to turn the page and move forward with things to some extent resolved. And I am personally very confident in the people we have here, starting with my partner and head of basketball, Brad Stevens, and everybody on the staff and the roster and the training staff and the front office and in the business office of the Celtics. We're going to stand together as a family, and we're going to move forward. And I'll turn it to Brad Stevens.
We're going to go forward, and we're going to go forward.
I love that one. But when he starts talking about a new chapter, turning the page, moving forward, does that sound like, and then in a year, we're going to bring this guy back?
No, it does not. I feel like right? This is all like coach speak,
yeah. You
know, like just the same thing where, you know, we're not going to tell you exactly. We're going to sugarcoat it. We're going to be vague. We're going to be as optimistic, because that, to me, that's him being like fake optimistic. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, look, we're going to see things out. You know, I'm very, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, at a later date, we're going to, you know, reassess. No, I don't even know if they'll get to it. Like, what does a later date mean? Like, does a later date mean when the season is over? Does a later date mean
when my lawyers find a solution?
An exit plan for everybody involved.
Yeah. By the way, Tyler threw this one great, and I'm surprised you didn't get this one. No, I just saw this on Twitch.
What is it?
Ime Udunsky.
Ime is Udunsky.
Ime Udunsky. I love it.
You ruined it.
Ime
Udunsky. You ruined it.
I
feel
like I enhanced
thing.
It.
You
it was beautiful. Mine. It was Tyler's.
Ime Udunsky.
Ime Udunsky. It's outstanding. Udunsky.
All right, good. Okay.
I like
you know
that.
What?
That's
I like
perfect.
It. I like it. Yeah. You're right. I did mess it up.
What was that, Mago?
Well, the answer there, and given the suspension, just it kind of demonstrates how the Celtics have painted themselves in a corner because. There, Wick sounds like, you know, we're going to turn the page, start of a new chapter. And it's like, well, you can't because this guy is still technically on staff. Yeah. You didn't fire him. This isn't a, you know, out with the old, in with the new. This is like the old is hanging around, you know, and we're going to see what happens. And in the meantime, please believe us when we say that this is not our culture and we're starting fresh here. And by the way, a lot of fans don't want to start fresh because they got through game 6 of the NBA Finals, and that's the team that they were expecting to come back. They don't want a new chapter. They want to finish this book.
See, I think if this was a cleaner like exit, I think he'd be fired, and they would just, unfortunately, listen, we have to part ways. We're done. I do feel like there's more issues hanging over their head that they just can't figure out yet. So therefore, they just have to kick the can down the road a little bit farther.
Yeah, legal issues.
Yeah.
And which comes into play. Now, obviously, there's other people involved. So Wick Grosbeck was asked whether anybody else in the organization was facing any kind of discipline. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. No one else in the organization besides Ime Udoka is facing any penalty or reprimand, or even including the woman involved, or is that just private?
It probably, thank you, Gary, for asking. It probably, I was probably going to refer to the notes on that one and say it's private, but no, nobody else is facing penalty or reprimand.
Once again, off script. You know, I was going to just, the notes say private, don't answer this, Wick, don't answer this thing, but okay, you know what, you asked me, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm in a giving mood. So no, nobody else within the organization is going to be disciplined, which takes me back to, you know, first off, like, say, like, people that still believe, I think, that he was fired or he was suspended because he had a sexual relationship, you know, consensual relationship, rather, with I think we're beyond that. And, I know Stephen A. still wants to think like that's the case. I think we're beyond that.
Have the Celtics ever said that word before, consensual? That's only come from Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams, correct?
Correct.
Well, that's never come from the Celtics.
Let's clear this up.
Good point.
According to this entire press conference, they have never confirmed the existence of a relationship being the reason for this.
They
didn't go into any specifics from the franchise. I'm not saying it's not the case because I believe Woj is reporting that it was a quote improper but consensual relationship. I believe that it was something in that realm. The Celtics never once did they come out and say there's another person involved. This is something.
No.
They said were these extremely vague terms like multiple violations.
Yeah. Yeah.
So improper but consensual under the terms of like the bylaws of like just call it any organization.
How about,
where
like,
there's
who
a superior
the hell knows?
Well I mean you tell me
by
like,
their standards.
Well what would you think in any other 500 company, like Fortune 500 company, like wouldn't there be like standard operating procedures where the superior versus the inferior? Like the inferior. Isn't it the same thing though, to be honest? Subordinate, inferior.
I think this is a good question because I was talking about this with somebody the other night, or last night I should say, because it just came out yesterday. That there the idea of something being consensual, it's always evolving. To me, the clearest cut situation is like if it's your boss, if it's your direct manager, you probably shouldn't be doing hanky panky with your direct manager. Then you may be getting promotions above other people. It starts to really affect the workplace. But let's say that you're just, you know, let's say you're a junior attorney and there's somebody who you don't report to, but they're a higher level attorney. They're like a senior, you know, attorney, not a partner, but a senior attorney. Like just because you're on different levels of work. To me, that's not really improper. That doesn't make it not consensual.
Well, I would say that if anyone has like promotional ability and career advancement
or termination ability
or termination, I feel like, listen, let's just say like it was like, oh, crap, like this, she's getting a little clingy. I got to get rid of her. I got to fire her. Like it can go both ways. And that's why I feel like, you know, if you're talking about an improper consensual relationship, that means trouble. In a workplace environment, which they probably didn't
to
like.
Me, the problem is that I don't believe it's really consensual. And I think that's kind of like the point now. Because if you believe that there's a consensual relationship, Ime suspended, she suspended. Both parties are guilty of what? of just having a relationship,
just
consensual
having sex
at work. Like, it's not allowed.
Then where does the reporting come from saying that it was consensual?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know if they
because
got it.
Shams and Woj both have it saying that it was at least during the summer that everyone was under the impression it was consensual.
I think Shams is today's report, whatever, I think clears it up more. I think it was actually last night's. Because, again, we'll go back to the words that are used in his article. He says, at the time, team leadership was led to believe by both parties that the relationship was consensual. To me, that says things have changed. Because at the time, this is what we thought. Both parties made us feel this way, but, you know, we were led to believe that it was consensual. But you know what? Now we know it wasn't. That the line right there tells me that it's not, or it wasn't. You know, or whatever, opinions changed. Well, maybe she felt like she needed to say it was consensual because she was threatened or felt like she was going to lose her job if she didn't. Maybe she, and that's the whole unwanted, whatever you call it, comments toward her. But when I hear that, that means the Celtics are like, man, we thought this was consensual, okay? And then we found out it wasn't, okay? And that's why nobody else is being reprimanded in this company.
And then once we found out it wasn't, and then you, when
now
we
launched an investigation because it's complaints.
And then it got worse. Maybe the unwanted comments were worse than we originally thought they were. Maybe they were innocent little flirtations, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what we thought it was. And then we found out it was actually borderline harassment.
Hey, woman.
Easy, Mr. T.
Mr. T is the only person who is allowed to talk like that.
All right,
that.
Listen, we got some of your calls lined up. You guys want to talk about this. Basically, the Celtics. I know it was Fournier's birthday yesterday. I don't know if it's true or not true. I don't know. But his birthday wish might have been the collapse of the Boston Celtics. I don't know. That may or may not have been his birthday wish. But it's not looking pretty right now for the Boston Celtics. All right, when we come back, Brad Stevens getting emotional here today at the press. You'll hear that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.